So you also brought up, which to my assessment is probably the most asked question and issue right now in GI cancers in general, and cancer in general, I think, really is a major, major issue, which is this MSI story. And now with an FDA approval based on the marker and not the tumor.
Yes.
So first of all, I'm curious how you're approaching MSI testing at Dana-Farber. I've heard of centers where they're now testing everybody with GI cancers of any type for MSI. I mean, it's only a biomarker, but I guess you have to take into consideration the cost when it's such a low. I think in breast cancer, it's like 0.01% or whatever, but, you know, so efficacious. How are you approaching the issue of MSI testing, and what's the overlap between MSI in gastric cancer? Initially, I was hearing, well, a quarter of gastric cancer is MSI high. Then I was hearing, well, that's a quarter up front. It's actually only 5% metastatic disease. So how does this all come together with really one of the biggest stories in oncology right now?
Sure. Well, you're absolutely right. It is a huge story in cancers that typically have a poor chance of responding, and we suddenly have something that works remarkably well and has little toxicity. But to get back to your initial question, how do we do this at the Farber? Well, based on data that is unique to colorectal cancer, and again, that's looking for Lynch syndrome and the unique properties of colorectal cancer, we test all of our patients for MSI with colorectal cancer. We have talked extensively about doing it for other GI malignancies, and at this point, as a group, we haven't been willing to do this yet automatically for our patients. Partly because we have something called OncoPanel, which is a version of the Foundation One testing. So actually the investigators or scientists at Dana-Farber were the originators of Foundation One, and our OncoPanel is generally one generation ahead of what Foundation One has. But that includes MSI. Since we have a commitment to our patients that everybody gets OncoPanel testing, we eventually do get that data. It usually takes us about 2 months to get that back. And since we really haven't made a commitment yet to using immunotherapy in the frontline setting yet for our patients, that 2-month turnover is acceptable to us at the current time. So at our institution, all of the colorectal cancer patients get MSI testing up front. The other patients get it through OncoPanel, and then we generally like to confirm it through immunohistochemistry. In some patients where there's some urgency, we will send the tissue blocks for MSI testing by IHC. But as I said, since the role of checkpoint inhibitors in MSI is currently second, third line, we feel comfortable right now not testing up front as yet.
Although, again, with that high response rate, and you think about a patient who presents with, you know, out visceral disease, who's not in crisis,
and MSI. In most of the GI malignancies, it's 2-3% of the population. So you got to kiss a lot of frogs before you get your prince.
Well, what is the story, though, with gastric cancer? Again, originally I was thinking, well, maybe it's the MSI patients who are responding. And
yeah.
Then, you know, I hear the story that, well, actually, in metastatic disease, you don't see that much MSI. It sounds like colon in a way.
Yeah. So we looked at that. And was it, in fact, in Keynote 59, the MSI patients that were driving this? And really, it's not. So there are clearly patients who are MSI stable who respond to pembrolizumab. And yes, there is a higher chance of responding, but the numbers are so small that I think it was that there were only, is it 8 patients in Keynote 59 that were MSI high? It's a very small number. It may even be half of that. I forget, but the number that I now remember is about 3% of metastatic gastric cancer patients are MSI high. So I think that we have to be very careful about telling our patients about this up front. The chances that this is not going to work out for them is extremely high, and I think it's better sort of to leave it as a wonderful discovery down the line rather than saying, you know, hey, you've been diagnosed with gastric cancer, let's check for MSI, and you have a 3 out of 100 chance of benefiting from this.